Is your business worth saving? Welcome to Business Rescue Roadmap, providing new approaches to your business, how to avoid pitfalls, and proven methods to take your business to the top. Save your business, rescue your life with your host and business coach, Stacy Tuschel.
Hey there, welcome to the Business Rescue Roadmap. I'm your host, Stacy Tuschel, and happy Friday. Today is the perfect day for this episode, and I'm going to teach you how to wrap up your week. So I have a routine that I do, and it's every Friday or every, I guess, the last day of my workday. There are many weeks where I end my work week on Thursday. So whatever your last day of the week that you're going to work is, that's when you should do this. So I basically take out my journal, and I want to share that with you today, how I walk through and wrap up my week. First, I talk about my wins. I recognize my accomplishments. And the biggest thing about that is you get so burned out with your to-do list that you forget about what you've already done. And if you could take a moment and write down things that you've accomplished today or this week, you're going to start to feel a little bit differently than if you're constantly looking at what do I still need to get done. So it's a big difference, and it's just going to change your mindset, especially going into the weekend. You want to feel like you deserve that great weekend off. You don't want to feel like you have too much to do to be enjoying whatever it is you're planning your weekend with. So the number one, you have to put those wins down and recognize the achievements that you've made this week. Number two, think of the opposite. So I don't like to call them losses, but I mean, that's kind of where your mind's going, the wins, the losses. Instead of losses, I call them my learning lessons. And I basically question myself and say, what did I learn this week from what I did, like my experiences? So what happened that was maybe a loss in your opinion? And then ask yourself, why did it happen? And now what am I going to do about it to make sure it doesn't happen again? So let me give you an example. We always think, oh, it's this person's fault. But if you just reflect and make that be, no, it's always my fault. What can I do differently to make sure this doesn't happen again? You'll start to be more, not productive, the word I'm looking for, but you'll start to be more, hold people, the right people accountable and hold yourself accountable for what's happening. So let's say in my business, I'm normally closed on a specific day of the week. We're never open, but for some reason, there's going to be an event. So I call up somebody who works the front desk and I say, hey, in a month, I'm going to have this event. Would you work the desk while it's happening? So she writes down the date, she writes down the time. Normally, we just think we're done now. We've asked somebody, it's over, our step is complete. So let's say she doesn't show up for work. We first want to blame her. It's her fault. How could she not remember? How could this not have been on her calendar? And really, you have to say to yourself, okay, I told her 30 days ago. Maybe I should have mentioned it the week prior. Like, hey, just don't forget, we're closed Saturday, but you're working that event. And it's just that little reminder. So could you have done that extra step to make sure that that doesn't happen again? And by putting something in place like this, this new system where if this were ever to happen again, you have it where you remind them at least 30 days prior and then at least the week before. And then it's just on everybody's mind and nobody's going to forget. Okay. So that's just an example of how I can turn a loss into a win, because I'm going to make sure that that problem doesn't happen another time in my business. Then I like to ask myself, because that was a learning lesson, but I have another type of learning lesson I'm going to ask. I'm going to bring up professional development. And I say, you know, what did I learn this week? Not from my experience, because that's what the learning losses were, but now I'm going to ask you, what did I learn from my education this week? And that's a big difference. And you have to continue to grow. And if you're listening right now, you're listening to my podcast, or maybe you're listening on Facebook or wherever you are, but you are investing in your education. So you have to make sure, though, that you're not just randomly popping on. You need to make sure that you're doing continuing education at least daily. There should be something, whether you're reading or listening to audio or you're watching on YouTube, it just has to come from somewhere. But then don't just take it in. What are you actually learning? So that's why I like to write that down and just kind of recap on what I did this week and what I learned and what I'm going to put into my business. So to recap so far, we've done our wins, we've done our losses, which are called learning lessons, and then we've done our professional development learning. So now, before your weekend, I use Google Calendar. I'm sure you've heard, if you listened to me before, I'm obsessed with Google Calendar. And I've got a million tasks, those red little tasks that pop up on the top. So what I do now is I basically go through all of the unfinished tasks for this week, and I reprioritize them for next week when they need to get done. Now, when you're doing that, you have to ask yourself, is there anything urgent that needs to get done this weekend? Now, I don't know about you, but most of the time in my business, I can answer no. There is nothing urgent that has to happen on this weekend. Now, yes, I might be launching something and it's a different situation. Then, okay, yes, once in a while, there may be something I have to get done, but typically it's not urgent. So when I can say that it's not urgent, that just basically allows me to take the necessary free time to relax and recharge. You have to be recharging your batteries or you're going to burn out. Now, like I said, maybe you have a big thing coming up and you have to work this weekend. That's fine, but don't make it a habit. It shouldn't be every single weekend that you're constantly working. Even if you can break away for an hour and go for a walk by yourself or go get a massage or go get your nails done, just something to take a moment away from what you're doing to recharge. A lot of people meditate. Anything that you can do to just recharge your batteries is going to make you that much more productive. And then I'm going to answer this question too, because I get this a lot, but do I work weekends? People will always ask me. And here's the thing. Unless something is urgent, I never schedule something on my calendar for the weekend. So you're not going to see me write on a Saturday from 2 to 4, record podcasts or something like that. It's just not going to happen. And I don't schedule anything for Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. So with those 3 days, there's nothing on my calendar scheduled for that. However, you know, if I'm sitting at home and the kids are napping and my husband went to run errands and I'm just sitting here, I'll absolutely jump on if I want to. So it's a different story when it is a want versus a need. And the feeling I have about it is way different than if I had to be on it. So I'm okay with working on weekends as long as you're not working all day long, all weekend long, and you haven't done anything for yourself or you haven't spent time with your family or your friends. I make sure my weekends are all about my family. So we have things planned. But yeah, I mean, I've got young kids, so they're definitely napping, or I might wake up at 6 and they might sleep till 8. So I'm okay jumping on the computer for 2 hours, but I'm not going to do it during the middle of the day when we could be playing outside or going somewhere. So I just want you to think about that and understand the difference between those two. So let me just recap the big takeaways here. You have to recognize your achievements. Don't move forward without understanding and recognizing those big accomplishments this week. Then talk about your learning lessons. Remember, I write this all down in my journal, so I actually handwrite it in so I can see. Then take care of those loose ends. So all those little tasks that are left over, reprioritize them and get them on your schedule for next week so that they actually happen. And then use the weekend to refresh and recharge your batteries. All right. Thank you for joining me. If you haven't subscribed yet to this channel, please do so. And I would be so appreciative if you would rate and review this for me. Basically, what that does, it keeps me up higher in the rankings, which then I'm able to share with more people and continue to provide valuable content. So thank you again for being here. You can catch me Monday, Wednesday, Friday on the Business Rescue Roadmap. I will see you next week.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. Be sure to visit stacytushel.com for more free content, videos, and online courses like the Get Focused Academy that helps you let go of distractions and take the action necessary to achieve your dreams. We look forward to helping you save your business and rescue your life here on the Business Rescue Roadmap.